Well, you start at the surface, I guess, with the messages. All the Benji movies have been about love and hope and persistence. Persistence toward a goal. Don't give up, you know, which is something that we've always needed, but kids, particularly today, for a lot of reasons, that is a whole nother interview. but you know, to tell kids over and over that, you know, no, you don't come up against that wall and hit it and then walk away. You find a way over it, around it, under it, something. You keep moving and keep moving forward. And so that's always been there, you know, very heavily. Most of the Benji movies have also been about putting others ahead of yourself. And this one is very strongly that way. It's you know, about hero time, when you have to, the time comes that you have to step up and be counted. The animal adoption issue is obviously in there, and the story is about, and it touches on animal abuse and even people abuse at a very high adult level. You know, it kind of sails under the youngest kids, but it's all designed and feathered in so that the older kids are getting the message and understanding it while having a good time, and the adults as well. But the younger kids, the more serious issues kind of sail right under them while they're having fun with the dogs. And the reason that we went out and did a 4-month search to find the new Benji in a shelter is because the original Benji came out of a shelter. And the American Humane reports that over 1 million dogs were adopted because of that through the years. And we want to do even more than that this time. And so we went back and we did a national search, began in Chicago and went all over the country looking in shelters. And I thought we were going to break the bank, but we found Benji in a shelter in Gulfport, Mississippi.